This is 7AD, 7BU, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Very well, thank you. Normally we do it Monday, but yesterday was Anzac Day, so we got you on today. And you want to talk about solid-state batteries.
That's the one. Yes, we had a visitor to our showroom. He wanted to talk about solid-state batteries. To be honest, I didn't know much about them. I'd heard of them. I knew they were generally used. They're very small battery, and they're generally used to power very important things. Anyone with a pacemaker will know all about solid-state batteries, as you have one, powering the device that keeps your heart in its happy place.
Right.
So for the intents and purposes of this question, we're going to be looking at solid-state batteries for electric vehicles and solar storage. Now, solid-state batteries have been around a very long time, but it's only been the last 50 years or so that they've really ramped up in potential. And for this episode of Power Savers, we're only going to be talking about lithium solid-state batteries.
Right.
Now, most batteries have a liquid or a polymer electrolyte between the anode and cathode of the battery, and that's the catalyst agent for the chemical reaction that occurs to alter the state of the battery between charge and discharge.
Yep.
The electrolyte is also the part of the battery that degrades, which can cause battery swelling and, in rare circumstances, catch fire. It can also create the dendrites to form or allows them to form. And when this happens, we will see lithium batteries lose up to a third of their capacity in under 10 years.
Just briefly, what's dendrites?
So think of it like a stalagmite that grows inside your battery.
Okay, yep.
And because it literally grows inside the battery, it creates that battery to want to swell, but it actually takes up capacity. And so it actually what reduces the capacity or the storage capacity of your battery.
Righto.
So solid-state batteries are solid, as the name sort of tells
suggest.
Yep. So we don't get any of those issues. Where say in a normal battery, the electrolyte allows current to travel from the cathode to the anode, or positive to negative.
Yep.
A solid-state battery uses a solid electrolyte, and this has lots of advantages. You know, smaller size batteries for starters, with much more storage capacity than current lithium batteries. They also have the ability to deliver much higher current to load, so that equates to much better performance. They'll also work the other way around as well, Darren, with the ability to accept higher charging current. So let's say your typical Tesla car battery could be charged to 80% in 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They cannot catch fire, and they have very, very little degradation, so they'll last much, much longer. The numbers are really impressive on these.
Mm.
When you're looking at solid-state batteries, mate. Now, on your typical electric car with a solid-state battery, you would expect around an 800-kilometre range between charges. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And it would be good for around 1,000 cycles, which is a lifespan of 800,000 kilometres. Now, it's unlikely the car body around the battery would last that long.
No.
So the benefits haven't gone unnoticed by car manufacturers. They're having a real solid-state battery arms race, and it's all taking place behind the scene. And it's not far away from being ready for large-scale production, and technology is largely settled to a point where we can make it, and it's going to last longer and be safer.
Right.
So why are we not all surrounded by solid-state lithium batteries on our homes or in our cars?
Okay, well, all of the facts and figures you've given us there would suggest we should be, but I'm assuming the answer is because they cost a lot.
Yeah, that's dead right. The answer is cost, the availability of raw materials, which is also going to be the driver of that cost. These batteries use lots of lithium, way more lithium than the current technologies use.
Right.
So the current ones actually don't have that much lithium in them, really. They're actually a lithium-ion battery. These are literally lithium batteries, you know, basically just full of lithium. Where we're at is there's simply not enough raw lithium being produced to be able to support a huge upswing in solid-state batteries.
Mm.
You know, we only have a finite supply of lithium. And while production is increasing, that production is still being outstripped by demand using current technologies. Maybe a tipping point reached where the lifespan of the batteries becomes such that higher cost will make more economic sense as the battery will last for decades, or the recycling process may evolve to the point where as the battery comes to the end of its life, the raw materials can be recycled to make new batteries, basically a supply chain loop.
Yep.
But at the moment, most lithium is ending up in landfill at the end of life. So, or we face the hard truth that lithium isn't the only answer. It's just going to be part of the myriad of solution possibilities. So as we spoke in the background, there's a bit of a race going on with solid state, but there's also a race going on with different chemistries of batteries. So So you may see one of them come up. So I guess in the answer to old mate's question, which was, you know, so will we see solid-state batteries have a greater impact on the EV and home storage market? My answer is going to be maybe. The technology is there, but if you cannot feed the raw supplies needed to make that them a dominant technology, that's never going to fly. The light over the horizon, though, there is a lot of research and development going on in the background, and someone may come up with the next big thing. So potentially creating battery packs that last 800,000 kilometres or 22 years of the average car user's car usage is actually a disincentive to many manufacturers because they want to sell you another vehicle in 5 years' time. The transition to renewable energy, while necessary, is shining a light on some serious flaws in how our economies operate. Finding a pathway to sustainable capitalism is going to be the challenge of our age, I think. And whether we will see solid-state batteries in general use remains to be seen. But they exist. They're a good thing. They have potential. But, yeah, I don't know. It's got a few hurdles there, Darren.
Well, we just have to find another mineral aside from lithium to put in
there. I believe you're right, yeah. Or maybe stop using lithium for everything. You know, we're seeing lithium in home batteries because they can put them in a sleek, sexy box that looks good on a brochure.
Yeah.
But really, do we need a tiny battery for a home? Maybe you need a bigger battery that's a bit ugly looking, that sits out the back, but it, you know, might last 20 years. But it might be using zinc bromide or nickel iron. You know, go back to our marketing. People want to see a sleek, sexy box on the wall, not a room full of batteries.
Not a room full of lead.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. All right. DMS Energy are your energy efficiency experts for the northwest coast of Tasmania. They do heating, lighting, electrical, and of course solar. And you can go and see them at the showroom, which is at 56 Sheffield Road at Sprayton. And the website. Now, what's the web address there, mate?
Yep, so all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or you can find us on Facebook, and we're happy to answer any questions that you might have on Facebook, and we'll put them here on PowerSavers as well. Or you can give us a bell on 1300 502 599.
Terrific. All right, mate, great stuff. Catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren. Thanks, mate.